The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Morning. You see what I got?
An Easter egg?
What kind of chicken laid that one?
A bunny.
There we are. Okay. I don't have to worry about the chickens anymore. All right. Well, yes, it's an Easter egg, all right? So let's see what might be in our Easter egg. There we are. Okay, so in our Easter egg, we have another Easter egg. Huh? What? But you see, this Easter egg has something in it. This Easter egg has, it's a little cross. You see, because today, the celebration we have today, all of the shouting and the singing and all the rest of that, it started on Friday, and it started with a cross. Jesus was willing to die on a cross for you, for all of us. So, Easter egg number one, there's a cross. What do you think is next? Another Easter egg. Very good. Very, very good. So what's in this Easter egg? What do you think? Nope. This time, nails. That's how Jesus was put on the cross. They nailed him there. Now, the nails were a lot bigger than this, but imagine. That's how much Jesus loves you. That's how much Jesus loves you. That not only did he come to be on a cross, but he was willing to be nailed on a cross. And guess what? There's another Easter egg, right? Because when Jesus died on Friday, they put him in a tomb and they rolled a stone in front. No one could get it out. No one was supposed to get in. No one. Jesus was dead, he was gone, and everyone was sad. And now, there is another Easter egg. Very good. What do you think's in this one? You think it's empty? Why would you think that it's empty? Very good. It is empty, just like she said. Because even though Jesus came to be on a cross, even though Jesus was willing to die for you, he rose again because that's how much he loves you. Not just that he was willing to die, he was willing to come back. He was willing to say, you can now live and love and forgive and do all kinds of amazing things for the sake of other people. That's how much he loves you. It's empty. That's how much he loves you. And wait, there is still something else in the bottom of this. Another Easter egg? No. Instead, you know what I have? A little Jesus. Right? So there's either chocolate or a little Jesus. There you go. There. You can have a piece of chocolate too, I suppose. There we are. So there you go. Remember, Jesus loves you, loves you, loves you, and was willing to rise. There you go. Now let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for living for us, for dying for us, but more importantly, Lord, thank you for rising again that we might know your love, that we might share your love. Walk with us as we go into the world and help us be your children. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here, everybody.